The World This Week, Business.
Japan's economy shrank by 2.1% on an annualized basis in the third quarter, or by 0.5% on the previous quarter, amid weak household consumption and business spending. The contraction suggests that inflation, running at an annual rate of 3%, which is high by Japanese standards, is starting to cut into domestic demand. That complicates the central bank's path to ending its massive monetary stimulus program and policy of negative interest rates, which markets expect it to start undoing in the coming months. Markets were cheered by news that America's annual inflation rate dipped to 3.2% in October, the first decline in 4 months. Core inflation, which excludes energy and food prices, also slowed to 4%. In Britain, annual inflation plunged from 6.7% in September to 4.6% in October, the lowest rate in 2 years. After a dismal few months, America's main stock markets have roared back in November as investors bet that lower inflation makes it more likely that central banks have finished raising interest rates. NVIDIA unveiled its latest superchip for generative artificial intelligence, the H200, delivering 141 gigabytes of memory at 4.8 terabytes per second. It has nearly double the capacity of its predecessor chip. The company expects revenue this quarter to increase by 170% year-on-year. Its share price is up by 240% since the start of January. Novo Nordisk's stock surged after the company released the full results from a study showing that its weight loss drug, Wegovy, reduces the risk of having a heart attack, stroke, or dying by 20% in patients at risk of cardiovascular disease. The mining industry saw its biggest deal in years when a consortium led by Glencore agreed to pay $9 billion for the steelmaking coal business of Teck Resources. The Swiss commodities company is taking a 77% stake, with Nippon Steel of Japan and POSCO of South Korea owning the rest. Glencore will eventually merge its existing coal business with its new asset and spin off the new entity on the stock market. Prices for the coking coal used in steelmaking have risen sharply this year. A private equity group took a controlling stake in Joe and the Juice, a fast-growing purveyor of sandwiches, organic juices, and health shakes to the hipster crowd. The firm started in Denmark in 2002 and now has 360 stores around the world in the usual hipster hotspots such as London, New York, San Francisco, and Stockholm. Foxconn warned that its revenues will fall slightly in 2023, even though it managed to post a surprise 11% rise in net profit in the latest quarter year-on-year. The electronics contract manufacturer gets a big chunk of its income from Apple, and sales of the new iPhone 15 have been lower than expected, especially in China.